Hey there. We at Blue Wire just wanted to take a second to thank you for listening to this podcast. We know everything outside is pretty scary and uncertain, but we're committed to helping you get through your day by talking about the sports and teams that you love most. If you're looking for more great podcasts to distract you, check out BlueWirePods.com. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the podcast and stay safe.
Kirk Cousins, he's going to be a Minnesota Viking. This was the right call.
Cousins, pressure, hit as he throws, going for Thielen. He's got it! Touchdown! Oh, my!
Up by Diggs. Stay up!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
30!
No!
10!
Touchdown!
It's a Minneapolis miracle!
All right, welcome in, everybody. Welcome to Bleeding Purple, a podcast about the Minnesota Vikings. I'm your host, Adam Patrick, from thevikingage.com. We are part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network, and we are brought to you by betonline.ag. So, joining me as always is Mr. Eric Strack from minnesotasportsfan.com. How are we doing today, Eric?
Oh, wonderful. How are you today, Adam?
You know, I'm pretty good with staying home and stuff. I don't know how you are, you know, just being stuck inside a
I'm just
a
trying
house
to
day.
Live. I'm just trying to go one day at a time. That's the I'm living by PJ Flex mantra of row the
That's
boat.
All you can do.
Just one day at a time, Adam. If you look too far ahead in this world right now, no good thoughts are really going to cross your mind. There's really nothing good to think about if you think ahead, because there's just way too much unknown. So one day at a time.
You're not trying to predict stuff happening in September or anything, you know, like no. Certain NFL owners or people are trying to predict?
Yeah, no, I'm staying away from all predictions at this point, because predictions are going to do nothing but get you in, not us a lot of trouble. It'll get other people in a lot of trouble in this day and age, but it's going to do nothing but make you look wrong in the future, probably.
There we go. I turned my camera off. Okay. We will just get right into it. So the NFL's 2010s all-decade team came out today. There was a couple Vikings on there. Yep. Adrian Peterson. And obviously Cordarrelle Patterson, because everyone had him on that roster. But there was no Harrison Smith. There's a little bit of a shock. They picked Eric Berry, Earl Thomas, and Eric Weddle over Harrison Smith. I mean, I'm pretty sure I already know what your answer is, but did they get it wrong by not having Harrison Smith on it?
A better question for not knowing my answer would have probably been, are you surprised that Harrison Smith got snubbed? And no, I'm not surprised that Harrison Smith got snubbed. And yes, obviously that means he did get snubbed. Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, did you see, I'll pull up the tweet right now, but I retweeted it earlier. It was saying all their stats. So games, Harrison Smith has more, even though Eric Berry played two more seasons than him. And let's see, tackles. He had 445 tackles. Harrison Smith has more than 200 more than that. He has 445. Harrison Smith has 658. He has 29 TFLs. Harrison Smith 37. He has 14 interceptions. Harrison Smith 23. 4 forced fumbles. Harrison Smith 7. 5.5 sacks. Harrison Smith 13.5. So there is not a defensive stat that exists where Eric Berry is better than Harrison Smith, and he played more seasons. He played 9 seasons. Harrison Smith played 7.
Didn't he play less games?
Yeah, and less games. Yeah, he played 89 games, and Harrison Smith has played 114, even though Eric Berry has technically been in the league for 2 more seasons.
Yeah, because he was out because he had leukemia.
Yeah, he had it. Yeah, and look what Eric Berry has been through. You know, it's a lot, obviously. But I mean, when you're picking an all-star team, you're not looking for the best story necessarily. You're looking for the best player.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm not surprised by Harrison Smith being snubbed either. I think we're used to it at this point, even when he's still arguably the best safety in the league. He didn't even get like a vote to the Pro Bowl. So I'm not surprised by that at all. But we'll move on to the next kind of news that happened today, which is the NFL officially decided that the draft is going to be virtual this year. And what that means is that teams will not be allowed to go to their facilities and be in their war rooms or whatever and conduct the draft. Everyone has to be at their own home. Can't get together in a group, you know, so Rick Spielman has to be at his house, you know, without any other Vikings personnel or front office people there. Mike Zimmer has to be in his house or ranch or wherever he wants to be for
Do you think he gets Wi-Fi at the ranch?
I don't think his kids would allow him not to have Wi-Fi.
Good point. Lucky him.
So, so who's going to be... Does this make you more worried about the Vikings in the draft, or does this make you... Do you feel fine because of all the experience, you know, someone like Rick Spielman has in the draft, that this is just going to be a lot harder for some other teams compared to what the Vikings are going to be able to do?
You know, that is a good question. I guess I haven't thought about it in that regard, because when it comes to the Vikings, I just always assume they're either going to be at the curve or ahead of it. You know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine the Vikings as a franchise, as an organization, as a front office, going into this draft any less prepared than anybody else for a situation like this. They just never have been. I think I saw a tweet, I think it was from John Rothstein, the Over the Cap guy, tweeted out his favorite front offices, or which front offices he thinks are the best in football right now. And he listed the Vikings as a part of that, like, five team list.
It was the Vikings, Eagles, Patriots.
Sounds like a few of them. I saw the Vikings and just was like, yes, and didn't even pay attention to the rest.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think what helps the Vikings is, I think Rick Spielman, pretty much, he has a very good idea of what, Mike Zimmer wants, you know, for the type of player that he wants on his roster, and that helps a lot, because I think the teams with the new coaches are going to, you know, benefit the least from this, because those GMs don't know, like, really well, especially this year, because they haven't been able to really work together and figure out what kind of players, you know, they want on their roster. So teams like that, I think, are going to struggle the most, where somebody like the Vikings, I think, is going to be able to take advantage, and they might even be able to, you know, get some pretty good trades as a result of that, where, you know, a team might want a player and they'll be willing to just give up whatever, and Rick Spielman will be like, okay, I'll take, you know, 2 second-round picks and two more third-round picks if you want to move up for this guy. So,
well, and I was,
I think the Vikings are an advantage in this situation.
I was wondering too, like, They have to, if you're the NFL, right, and you're setting this up, you can't have, like, major technical difficulty. It's not like you and me, like I had the Dalvin Cook on the phone symbol on our podcast for, like, the first 5 minutes, because we're having,
spoiler alert,
Dalvin Cook's coming on later.
No,
it was up there at the top of the screen, instead of having, like, the Welcome to the Bleeding Purple podcast or anything like that. You can't do that if you're ESPN. If you are the NFL, you can't have those glitches. So
they have
to have, like, five different ways to get picks in, right? Like, I'm sure their main way is maybe, like, you know, some sort of maybe internet thing or whatever, but they have to have backups, like a landline backup in case the other things go wrong. know, like if they can't get their pick in one way, then they have like to call it in, email it.
Use the ESPN app to do a snake draft.
That is the best idea ever. Why don't we just do that?
Yeah, just do like fantasy.
Yeah, and you can just have Roger Goodell announce them. Like it's a delayed stream by like 10 seconds for everybody else. And then Roger sees it right away. And then as it's popping up, he's announcing it. That's the best idea ever, a snake draft.
It's going to be a very weird draft. It's going to be weird to watch because I doubt people are going to be like in the ESPN studio. They're all still going to be, you know, in their remote locations. We're going to have Schefter in like his bedroom or whatever. Yeah. And somebody else. And there might be one person in the ESPN studio. It's going to be weird, but I mean, this whole, you know, experience is weird for everybody.
For sure. Well, and I wonder too. What was I just going to say? God, I do this all the time. My mind is just so jumbled. All right, move on. I'll remember later.
Okay. Speaking of the draft, though, I believe it was Bleacher Report's Matt Miller. He recently reported that for the Vikings this year, drafting a receiver in the first round is not a top priority. Do you agree with this?
I do. The only problem is, so I haven't done much of my own research on the draft. In our pre-production meeting, we had a little bit of a conversation about this, and it sounds like you've done a little bit of what I've done, but maybe to a better extent than me. But two days ago, I sat down and I went through, oh my gosh, I almost just broke my microphone.
You're doing well.
Wow. All right, hold on. We're still here. Anyways.
All right.
So I was going through all of the major mock drafts, like the Todd McShays, the Matt Millers, and I was putting them all together, and I was thinking about putting something on the site that just kind of had them all. But what I noticed is that almost every single one had us taking at least one wide receiver in the first round. Most of them had a cornerback going with the other pick. And then every once in a while, you saw a defensive lineman, either D-tackle or an edge rusher, sneak in as one of those picks. Not in one mock draft was there an offensive lineman taken in that first round. And I looked at like 8 of them, and not one of them. And here's my question to somebody who knows more about the draft than me. That has to be a tier thing, right? The tier of offensive linemen just drops off before our pick gets there, so we're just not going to waste a pick on a guy that should be picked in the second round, right, but we have to take him in the first.
There's supposed to be a run in some portion of the first round on offensive tackles, at least this year. That's what everyone's saying. And then as far as the guards go, there might be maybe one guard who's, I think, been given – you know, first round grade, and then the other guys are not worth using a first round pick on. But offensive tackle could be a position that the Vikings trade up for. That could be one that if they see the guy that they want, because I know they've talked to a bunch of the offensive tackle prospects who, you know, aren't being considered for the first round. So that could be something that they do. If they if someone falls or they just want to trade up for somebody, they could do that. As far as receiver goes, I don't think they should pick one in the first round. Looking at where they are at pick 22 or pick 25, you know, history, I think in the past, like since 2010, it's been not a good area to pick a receiver. And then early in the second round is typically been where guys like Michael Thomas or even later, you know, on, you got Tyreek Hill and Stephon Diggs came in later in the draft. So, and especially this draft, because it's supposed to be super deep. You know, everyone throws out Tyler Johnson, you know, Vikings can get him in the second or third round.
Yeah, I saw him go today in a mock draft in the fourth round. I was like, if we can get Tyler Johnson in the fourth round, then just wrap him up in a gift basket, please.
And there, and for what the Vikings, for their offense that they have, it's not very smart to use a first round pick on a receiver for an offense that's built around the run. So why would you waste that, you know, big of an asset on someone that's probably not going to be too involved in your offense? You know, maybe they are, but based on what they did last year, it wouldn't seem smart to do that. They have other holes, like corners, a much bigger hole. You know, you could throw a defensive end in there. I think
offensive
they'll be okay. Offensive line,
safety. After we get rid of Harris,
quarterback, defense. Oh, what? No. So they have other needs. I feel like receivers kind of being blown out of proportion as like a super big need because they still have Adam Thielen. BC Johnson isn't terrible. Their offense isn't a pass. It's not built around their receivers. They have Irv Smith. They have Dalvin Cook. You know, they have all these other receiving options that they don't need to spend a first round pick on a receiver.
Yeah, I just think that this is one of those situations where how many drafts are there receivers that go in the first round, and then so many drafts, receivers all the way to undrafted outperform three quarters of the guys who are taking in the first round. And when you have as many needs as the Vikings do, this draft especially, I think you have to look at it and go, all right, historically, and with how good this draft is supposed to be for wide receivers, history and that fact just tells us we're going to be able to get a guy, if we pick the right one, who we can plug and play in the second, third round. Historically, that's not necessarily the case at corner, not at offensive line. Like, offensive line especially, the Cowboys built their team around first-round picks on the offensive line. Like, sure,
they were, like, top 10 picks, though.
Right. Well, that's what we had Khalil, right? Like, that was the one bust where everybody's like, yeah, don't you remember Khalil? It's like, look, we can't keep going back to Khalil. Like, do you remember Treadwell? Do you remember
everyone
Williamson?
Everyone based on
like,
Troy Williamson. Yeah.
Like, come
that's
on.
Funny. I went back to the Troy Williams to look at, like, what other receivers were available in that draft. And it was just a terrible receiver draft in general. So it didn't really matter who the Vikings picked. None of them were going to be the next Randy Moss.
Well, that's
or
it was about
like
not trying to replace Randy Moss. That was the problem. If we would have went into the draft.
Whoever came in was going to have that pressure on them. And it was going to, you know, they're going to be running uphill the whole time. I think Vincent Jackson came out of that draft. And he's like the best receiver to come out of that draft.
And
so that tells you all you need to know.
I'm with you big time. I've written about it on the point that that we're not going to draft a guy in the first round, partly because of the same reason why we traded Diggs. Like, it just doesn't make that sense. The opportunity cost is just too high. Sure, we traded Diggs partly because of his diva attitude. That is true, and we don't have to draft another wide receiver who has that same attitude. But that was part of the opportunity cost with Diggs. The opportunity cost here is that you could use that pick to draft somebody else who could help you. So with Diggs, it was partly his diva attitude. For this draft pick, it's that we have so many other needs, so it just doesn't make sense to go and draft a guy who you're never going to use more than 5% of your offensive plays.
Yeah. On Stephon Diggs, I just thought of this. A lot of the people who are mad at the Vikings for trading Stephon Diggs were also mad at the Vikings for paying Stephon Diggs because they thought the only reason he was paid was because of the Minneapolis Miracle. So,
yeah, that's just that. In other words, people who just want to be pessimistic just want to be pessimistic.
Before we move on, today we are brought to you by betonline.ag. So currently there's no NBA, NHL, or Major League Baseball. Spoiler alert, in case anyone hasn't noticed. Our exclusive partner still has hundreds of sports, events, and games to wager on. Or you can let them bring you to Vegas with their online casino and blackjack. They're all open 24 hours a day and all online, including their $750,000 poker series. But, or, you know, if you're into props and entertainment betting, you can still bet on Survivor, Big Brother, American Idol. You can bet on stock prices, or you can even bet on the weather. So, Visit their website today and receive a 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Be sure to use promo code BLUEWIRE, which is all one word. Bet online, your online wagering experts. All Sweet. Right. Go there. Recently, Jared Allen celebrated a birthday. I'm not really sure how old he is, but he doesn't act like he's really that old anyways. I believe one day he will get in the Hall of Fame, eventually. I don't think that's really a debatable topic, but is he a first ballot Hall of Famer?
That is a good question. I mean, he has to be, right? He led the league, or was near the top of the league in sacks for just way too many years to not be first ballot. So he's near the top for the most in a season, right? With 20, I think he still stands in, what, second place, tied for second or something. And if he did it for nearly a decade, he has to be close to not necessarily the sack record, but he has to be in the top 10. I mean, that's all people care about now are sacks. So I'm not sure if you have his total sacks over the course of a career. We know how good his single season sack.
136.
And where does that stand? Do we know where that stands league wide?
How do you make it work?
NFL sack leaders history.
It's gotta be up there.
That's what I'm saying. He has to be up there. Oh, here we go. We got it coming up. All right, so Jared Allen, 136. He stands tied for – nope, not tied. He stands in 12th. He's behind John Randall and Richard Dent. He needed four more sacks to jump into the top 10. But, like, we look at these other guys. Michael Strahan is in 6. He was a first ballot.
Yeah, look at all the guys ahead of him. They're all in the Hall of Fame. Bruce Smith, Reggie White, Kevin Green. Julius Peppers is going to be in the Hall of Fame. Chris Dolman. Michael Strahan. Jason Taylor. Wasn't Jason Taylor a first ballot Hall of Fame?
Yeah, Lawrence Taylor has less sacks than him.
Yeah, if Jason Taylor is a first ballot Hall of Famer, then Jared Allen should be in there.
Yeah, I would just say, given how important sacks are, geez, Bruce Smith still stands and the only guy to ever get 200 sacks. That's insane. Reggie White, how do you not play just one more year to get those two more sacks? 198.
No, but he retired before Bruce Smith, so Bruce Smith passed him.
Oh, yeah, but still, don't you want that 200? Like, let me just go in for the first half of the year, and then I'm going to retire as soon as I get to 200.
I think Reggie White had other intentions.
Yeah, good point.
And Jared Allen didn't play that long. A lot of these guys were in the league for, looks like, 13, 15 years. Jared Allen only played like 11 seasons, 12 seasons.
Yeah, I mean, when he got to where he wasn't dominant anymore, I think he got the hell out.
Yeah, and I think he's actually eligible this year for the Hall of Fame because he retired in his last season was 2015.
Wasn't that the Randy Moss class that just got in?
No, Randy Moss was.
Or no, not Randy. I'm thinking basketball.
It was
now,
a year.
Kevin Garnett.
Randy Moss was last summer, I believe.
Yeah, I'm thinking honestly. I'm thinking a totally different sport. I'm thinking basketball. My mind is so jumbled because Kevin Garnett just got into the Hall of Fame with.
He's gonna get in the Hall of Fame before
Tim Duncan
his number
and Kobe Bryant. Yeah, I mean, that's a sensitive subject. So we're not gonna talk about that. That's for a different podcast.
Yeah. So Jared Allen in. If he stayed with the Vikings his whole career, he probably could have just destroyed
the
sack
record. He had by far his best years as a Viking, though. I was looking at this, I can't remember, I think it was just like a week ago I was looking at this, and he had by far his most sacks, his best seasons, everything.
He averaged over 14 sacks in seasons per 16 games with the Vikings.
Yeah.
And that's 6 years he was with the Vikings. Only 6 years.
But he was still with the Vikings longer than he was with anybody else.
Yeah, he was with the Chiefs for what, 4 years, and then he had that little stint with the Bears, and then the Panthers, and then he was done. So.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, after looking at everyone else who is on the all-time sacks chart, I would put him in their first ballot. I guess it probably depends on who else is up for nomination.
That's true.
Nomination as
that
well,
is true. That is true.
I would put them. So. I think that does it for us today. We will get to this interview with some guy named Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook, yeah. Some guy named Dalvin Cook is about to start speaking to us.
He's running back for the Vikings. He's trying to go for 2,000 yards next year, all purpose, not rushing. He's just chilling like the rest of us right now.
Yeah, just chilling, playing video games.
Busy. Watching SVU.
I love Olivia.
He's enjoying the crime shows. He's a big fan of those.
Yeah.
And enjoy our discussion with Dalvin Cook. So
yeah,
until next time.
Thanks for having us. We'll see you next time, fam.
Okay, joining the show now is someone who is coming off 2019 season with the Vikings, where all he did was just rush for 1,135 yards, catch 53 passes, and score 13 touchdowns. Well. Welcome, Dalvin Cook.
Appreciate you for having me.
No problem. All right, so most recently you were in the news for donating your Madden check. So how did you come to the decision to donate your check to Minnesota's North Memorial Hospital?
Well, that was just one of those ways that I could, you know, like I said, you know, use my platform and use who I am and some of my sources to give back to the people that need and you know, help this cause that's going on right now.
And Dalvin, that's awesome. We're seeing that from athletes all around the spectrum, helping out where they can while we're going through all of this. Tell me a little bit what you are doing yourself while, you know, pretty much the whole world is sitting inside and trying to stay away from each other.
Just doing little things around the house, staying inside, you know, I don't know, video games or not, but, you know, watching TV shows and, you know, pretty much just trying to stay in tip-top shape as much as I can. So, you know, I got things at the house that I use and, you know, I try to get my cardio in and stuff like that.
Did I see you were watching SVU a little while ago? You watch that?
Yeah, I'm a big SVU guy, big Criminal Minds guy.
You have a favorite character? You know, are you an Ice-T guy or Olivia?
No? Olivia. I love Olivia. Yeah.
Oh yeah, everyone loves Olivia. So we saw this off season with the Vikings. You know, guys like Diggs, Xavier, Linval, Trey Waynes, they're all gone now. So do you see 2020 as a big opportunity for you to take, you know, maybe more of a leadership role in the locker room?
Yeah, always for me, I always set a goal, you know, to grow as a person first, you know, mentally and physically, you know, put myself in the right position, you know, to make the best decisions. And like every year, I want to grow and get better and just, you know, keep evolving my game overall. So, I said I want to be better in 2020, and I am, so that's my goal.
Dalvin, in a previous reality, the NFL would be starting their off-season workouts this month. How much are you in contact with coaches and teammates, with everybody, again, social distancing?
Yeah, you know, me and my coach, we have a tight relationship, so we talk often. Yeah, you know, some of the guys on the team that I'm really close with, you know, we talk often. So I'm pretty much in contact with everybody that I'm close with.
Good to hear. So did Zimmer give you like a plan to do like while you're at home or anything as far as, you know, working out, or does he just trust you guys to just be on your own and figure it out?
Yeah, I think, you know, for Zim to kind of coach, you know, he trusts his guys. He knows the type of guys that he bring in his locker room. And I think we got a good group of guys that, you know we got to be ready to go whenever the time comes. So I just think you trust the guys.
That's awesome.
That's good.
I mean, you guys are all professionals at this point, right? It's not like you're a bunch of college kids that need direction every other day. Like, you guys have been here, you've done this. You know how to get yourselves ready, right?
Yeah, you always know your body's going to be the key to your success. So, you know, guys know they got to take care of your body. Lift, we'll do whatever they got to do, you know, to keep themselves in shape to, like I said, be ready to play football. And that's the main goal.
Right. Are you a NFL draft guy, Delvin? Do you watch the draft at all?
I like watching the draft. I like, you know, seeing the next generation of players accomplish their dreams. So I love seeing it.
Yeah, that's. I wanted to ask you that too. Like, is any part of it? I mean, obviously you want your team to get better. You want younger guys to succeed, but at the same time, like, this is what you do professionally. Is it a little bit weird watching it at all? Is there any anxiety built into it?
Yeah, it is. You know, this will be my fourth year in the NFL, and time has went by so fast. So, you know, pretty much used to seeing the cycle and, you know, everything happen, but it's still like a surreal feeling that, you know, you play in the NFL. You got drafted, and just the whole experience, you know, just the ultimate level, right? You want to get to the NFL, and so just live your dreams.
All right, so I'm pretty sure you know most of the history with the Vikings and how, you know, there's been a lot of heartbreak. So what would it mean to you if you could be part of the team, you know, to lead the Vikings to their very first Super Bowl win?
Yeah, that's definitely my goal. Every level I have accomplished success, and, you know, took my team to some of the, you know, higher games, championship games at each level. So that's definitely my mindset, you know, for the Vikings. You know, I want to go win a championship. Yeah, that's what we're working towards right now. This off season, we putting in the work to go do that.
Yeah, that's always the goal, and that's the goal for 2020, regardless, you know, of how many people doubt you, right?
Yeah, that's why you go prove them wrong, and so you work so hard to put yourself in position to be successful, and so guys take advantage of it and go be great at what they do.
All right, Delvin, I got
one.
Go ahead, Adam.
You got it? Okay. All right, I was going to say one last thing, because, you know, you guys, speaking of being doubted, no one expected you guys to win against the Saints last year, you know, the mighty Saints. How much fun was it to just to go in there and basically shut everyone up when you guys beat the Saints in the playoffs?
Yeah, I felt it that whole week in practice, like, my guys was locked in. You know, you felt it from the coaches, you know. As the playoffs approach, you know, it's just that one play can change the game, that one mistake. So they preach on being, you know, consistent at what you do during that week of practice. And, you know, it'd be a tough week. And, you know, it's a playoff. You lose, you go home. So we was locked in. And so their message was, we going to New Orleans to get a win. And to see it happen and the way it happened, it was probably one of the funnest games I played in.
That's awesome. All right, Delvin, I got one more for you, and then I think we're going to let you go. It's kind of on a lighter note a little bit, not that any of this has been a down note, but I don't know how familiar you were with Minnesota when you first got here, but what is one thing about Minnesota that surprised you or that you didn't know? And this is for Adam, because he's a Vikings fan, but he's out in California. So what's one thing about Minnesota that surprised you since you've been here?
Definitely how cold.
That's not what you're supposed to say. You're supposed to say, yeah, it's kind of cold, but man, the summers, and there's a lot of nice weather, so that everybody doesn't think it's just a frozen tundra up here. That's what you're supposed to say, Delvin.
It's cold, right?
Right. So that'd be any good weather.
Yeah.
it's Minnesota's a good city, though, man.
And hopefully you can, you know, bring a championship. I mean, you guys can have your own parade. It's probably going to be very cold whenever you guys have a parade. Get a parade and you guys, you know, you're freezing outside. So that's the goal.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thanks again, Delvin, for coming on. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck next season, whenever it starts.
Appreciate you, gentlemen.